Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. And to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night, Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed, queen, now only $19.99. Plus free premium home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back. And you've got one of your former patients has calling in, and you know this fellow, Pastor Hal. Go ahead, Hal.
Okay, I just want to say about 17 years ago, my diet wasn't that good, and I was under a lot of stress one day, and my nose started bleeding. So I went down to a VA hospital, and they put me on high blood pressure medicine. They gave me 40 milligrams of lisinopril and 5 milligrams of amlodipine. And this was like 17 years ago, and they've had me on this for 17 years. And then I found Dr. Glidden's information about the need for calcium and the need for magnesium, and I started taking the 90 essential minerals, and we're about 3 months of taking that and checking my blood pressure. I saw my blood pressure was getting better. And then I talked to him one day, and he said, well, listen, he said, just cut your blood pressure medicine in half for a few days, and then then take it and see how it's doing, and then take it down to a third for about a week, I believe it was. And I did that, and then I cut it out entirely. So for the last month, I haven't taken any blood pressure medicine after 17 years of taking it. My blood pressure has never looked better. I've got readings like 121 over 60. Over 50, I've got 125 over 68. My blood pressure has never looked better, and I haven't taken any blood pressure medicine for over a month. So I just want to tell you people, you know, Dr. Glidden knows what he's talking about. And if you're sick and tired of taking blood pressure medicine, he's got the cure.
Well, let me ask you this question, Hal. Who is it that has been telling you for years, I don't take any drugs, okay? And when I went to that doctor, and they wanted to know a list of my medications. I said, I don't take medications. You don't take any medications? No. A man your age takes no medications. None. Well, just hold it. They went up on a computer and checked my record, okay? And you don't take any medications. I said, that's what I said, okay, right? And there you go. I mean, it's a...
Thanks for the testimony, Hal. It's really great. I love my job. I can't ever imagine retiring. And honest to God, I've got the easiest job in the world. All I have to do is support the body's God-given ability to fix itself. And so thank you for believing in it. Thank you for trusting me enough to do it. And thank you even more for standing up and testifying about it. We need more people like you.
Well, glad to do it. God bless.
All right, Peter, tell the folks again how they can get your products that you have there, the natural, all-natural herbal products that you have, and tell the folks how they can contact you for advice.
Thank you very much, Pastor. 888-618-1796, 888-618-1796, one more time, 888-618-1796. That's the number you call to place an order. Or if you're computer literate, you go to Eiffel Health. That's Eiffel like the tower in France. E-I-F like Frank. F like Frank. E-L Health. H-E-A-L-T-H. EiffelHealth.com and get started with the Healthy Foundation Pack 2.5. That's what we recommend for everybody, to kick the doors, to slam the doors and kick the tires. Get one Healthy Foundation Pack. Take it for 30 days, and then tell me how you feel. If you don't feel significantly better somewhere in your body, mind, I will eat my hat.
There you go. It sounds...
And I love my hat.
There you go. Already. I want to hit you with a couple fast ones here, because this... We have engineered famine, and this is what's really happening... California diverting water flows to the ocean, depriving rice farmers of the necessary irrigation to grow food. We're seeing Bill Gates, we're seeing China, the communist China and buying up all the farmland. They're they own the vast majority of farmland in this country. I'm talking already to some of the folks that are near business that make natural herbs, that make natural herbal medicines, and they're having hard times getting supplies now. I mean, we're at that point right now where, I mean, it's coming down. This is the whole Antichrist system. And you add that in with what took place there in Texas at that robbed school, that obviously, the very first day we said there was something very wrong with that. When the first thing we find out, when the feds arrived there first, something was very wrong. When the cops stood outside for over 40 minutes while they were shooting kids inside the school, there was something very wrong there. And so it's obvious that this whole thing was another false flag taking place. And it's Randy, you had an article?
Yeah. A U.S. Army recon plane landed in Uvalde just before the shooting and left just before the shooter was killed. This seems kind of weird. The aircraft was in Uvalde for the first time this year during the shooting. The plane landed 3 minutes before the shooter crashed his vehicle. The plane then left 2 minutes before the shooter was killed. And it says this: Why was this aircraft for the first time in 2022 at the exact moment that one of the deadliest U.S. shootings was unfolding? Again, the plane landed 3 minutes before the shooter crashed his vehicle. The plane left 2 minutes before the shooter was killed. The plane left Fort Hood, and it went straight to Uvalde, then straight back. So I doubt it landed just to refuel. My speculation, it's a recon plane, so my assumption is someone was monitoring the shooting and making sure it was going as planned. Or was this just a coincidence? Was it just a flight for the pilots to meet his flight hour numbers in order to keep his license? Maybe, but it's too obvious. Worth investigating for sure. It says read more at strangesounds.org.
Go ahead, Peter.
Thank you very much. And guaranteed the shooter was on psych med. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, 100% of them are, huh?
And nobody talks about that.
Well, yeah, but a U.S. Army recon plane lands exactly 3 minutes before and then leaves 2 minutes afterwards, and it went from Fort Hood to Uvalde, Texas, of all places, Dr. Glidden. You got to admit, that's a strange coincidence.
Yeah, something smells rotten in Denmark.
Exactly.
Right there, boy.
Well, a couple of things is happening, too. You see that they wanted to, of course, they're out there, and they're not talking about gun control. They're talking about gun confiscation, disarming
right.
the people. That's
yes.
Look. When I look at that, the entire Democratic Congress and Senate are my enemies. They're my enemies. They want to take away all of my freedoms, and they'd like to take away my life. And when I was listening to them today debating up there, they're lying, and they know they're lying. We know one thing. I mean, it's obvious. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Guns don't. You've never seen a gun walk into a place by itself and shoot somebody, have you?
No.
Okay. No, they don't. Now, what else? Well, what kills people? How about drugs? How
right.
about what they're in Canada? They want to legalize. What's the worst drug we got out there today?
That fentanyl.
Fentanyl. Yeah. Canada wants to legalize. You got that dictator there. That man is a beast. Okay, Trudeau. He wants to legalize fentanyl. He wants to legalize all of those drugs.
All
okay?
those drugs. That's exactly right.
Right. Now, when you were talking about this here, you had. And I'm thinking about in one of the states one year they had 23 people killed by gunfire and over 5,000 by fentanyl.
Yeah.
And we had just read that, the article.
Well, we're number one. Ohio is number one.
Okay, so.
We're number one.
Now, this is getting deep. Ready? This is very deep.
Yeah.
If you know that wherever you have the strictest gun laws, like that one Florida shooter that said he went to the theater that had the strictest gun laws out there. He went in. You know that's where they're going to kill more people. You know that, right? And at the same time, you know that many, many more people are going to die from these drugs that they allowed to brought in. So now here's the question. Does that mean that these legislators really do want people to die? Does that mean that they're really involved with this global depopulation program, but Joe Sixpack and the simple-minded out there are not supposed to notice? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, you know, a friend of mine testified before Congress a number of years ago regarding a bill that was being forwarded because of his research that was going to require high school and college kids to have better helmets to prevent concussions from happening. It was a fantastic testimony. And he was approached by the Republican whip in Congress at the time. I forget the guy's name, began with an A. Anyway, he said, look, that was one of the best testimonies I've ever heard, and you're going to be approached by somebody to run for Congress or to run for the Senate because you have the ability to do it. He said, I've looked into your background, and you don't have any skeletons in your closet. You know, you were a really good student. You have no arrests. You don't have no skeletons in your closet. You've got a good wife. You've got good kids. He said, every senator and congressman on the Hill is being blackmailed by some member of CIA or the NSA. He said, every single person. And if they can't have, if they don't have something on you, if you're so clean that they can't get anything on you, then they'll kill you. He said, so don't do it. He said, whatever you do, do not run for a government seat, because virtually everybody, every elected official is being blackmailed by members of the CIA. And that's, I believe, one of the main reasons why all of these legislators do all of these crazy things. I think it's because, you know, there's a weight hanging over their head, and they're not man or woman enough to stand up to it.
You know what? I was watching, and I had seen this before, but it was brought up again yesterday. They showed it on Fox News, and this was a clip of Joe Obama, okay? And that's Joe Biden when he was a senator. And this goes back all the way back, I believe, to the late 70s. And he's talking, and he was saying, well, now I know that you folks are, those were some good comments that you made about me not being a crook. But you really can't say that. I can't say that. And he said, here in Washington, D.C., let me just tell you, in politics, it takes a lot of money to get elected. It takes a lot of money to get elected. And so you have to go to those that have the deep pockets. And if you go to those that have the deep pockets to get the money, they expect something from you in return. Right. He says, so don't just ever say that a politician's not a crook. Biden, out of his own mouth, okay, here's a guy that just took $35 billion from the Chinese government here. Listen to this. Exclusive. Oh, no, that's the wrong article. Here you go. Over here. Here you go. Biden family values. Hunter Biden shared Pornhub link with father Joe Biden. Let me read that again. Hunter Biden shared Pornhub link with father Joe Biden. The smartest guy Joe Biden knows, he said, is his son. Hunter shared a Pornhub link with his father, Joe Biden, in October 2018, according to text messages obtained by the Daily Mail. Hunter's web browsing history reveals he repeatedly searched for porn videos involving lonely widows, 18 years old, MILF, whatever that is, crack cocaine, porn, and other bizarre fantasies, including, again, crack cocaine, and interested in searching lonely widow, given his sexual relationship with his dead brother's wife, widow Hallie Biden. In October 2018, Hunter Biden shared a porn video with his father, Joe Biden, on the phone. like with their phone, I guess, you know, like a smart aleck phone. But here, and don't forget about the diary, Biden's daughter's diary, where they found that diary and she had written that one of the things that humiliated her was having to take showers with her father. The entire Democratic Communist Party out there has gone, they've gone pedophile. And it's like
crazy. And so much so that people in the general public just can't believe it. They don't want to believe it. It's too much.
No, they don't. And of course, you know, they here you've got all of what they call the mainstream media. They will do whatever they will tell, whatever lie they have to tell. They will deceive and betray the people in every way they're told by the collective, the leaders of the collective.
How do you think it's going to end, Pastor?
Well, I know exactly how it's going to end. You know, we're going to hear the sound of a trumpet's going to blast.
Yes.
And those of us that have called upon the name of the Lord who believe, and those of us that try to preach the truth, we'll be out of here.
Yes.
And then it's really going to get rough for those that are left out here. It's going to be very, very tough. And I'll tell you who it'll be the toughest for. Those like on the PU, the View, the Squat, because it's going to be at that time every man for himself. You're not going to have the strong will survive. And so these wicked women out there today that have a mouth and they have a protection by a government, they're not going to have that. That protection won't be there. And so they're really going to have a tough time. Isaiah chapter 4, I think if you read that, it kind of tells you, gives you a little bit of a look into that. But that's what's going to happen when that takes place. And then it all ends up, you'll find over in Zechariah, when the Lord returns back with all of his saints, that's exactly how it's going to end. Let me just read it to you very quickly. This is how it ends. Here you go. I got it now. Here you go. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man. This is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. That happened when the Lord was crucified. And it shall come to pass that in the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off. He's talking about those that are professing Jews, those that are professing. And he said, but the third part shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined. And I will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name and I will hear them. And I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. So this is the Lord Jesus Christ here. And what he's telling you is that, behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and the spoil shall be divided into the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall be cut off from amongst the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall declare in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a great valley, and half the valley shall be removed toward the north and half of it toward the south. And you shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach into Azale. Yea, and you shall like as you fled in the day before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah. And the king of Judah, and the Lord my God shall come, and all of his saints with thee in the day of battle. So, Randy, turn over to Revelation 19 and start with verse 11. Here's how, what I just read you was the Lord returning back to the earth with all of his saints. He has four categories of saints there. And this starts, this here is going to take place at the end of the tribulation period.
19:11.
Yeah. And but now here in Revelation 19:11, okay. you see him leaving heaven. He's leaving heaven, and what I just read is when he makes it back to the earth.
And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on it was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no man knew but he himself, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Keep going?
Nope. That's okay. See, so he's returning back with his saints, and we come back. And, well, if you keep going, he tells you that he's returning back with all of his armies. Okay. All right, so here, we're going to open. That's how it's going to end. You're going to hear the trumpet. We're going to be out of here. The Lord's, everything's going to break loose. And he comes back at the end of that seven-year tribulation period, and it's all over then, okay? It's all done. And then the millennial kingdom starts. So far, God's word of the Bible, the prophecies are 100%, okay, accurate. So, all right, we're going to take a couple fast calls. And so let's go with Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? A definite article to look at from yesterday is on my site news, that interview with Vecchio, the bishop, archbishop, who had been under Benedict, the envoy to the United States, is in hiding. But you got to listen to this, because you press at the bottom, it reads it in a woman's voice. You got to hear this one. This guy has everything nailed down on the whole thing, you know, the food, the vaccine and stuff. But right here, it's interesting. The New York Post had one of its lead articles. There was a 19-year-old lacrosse player at Stony Brook University on Long Island that just dropped dead suddenly. He had played football in high school and lacrosse in high school. No known health problems, just dropped dead. So that's suspicious. But I want to ask the doctor two parts. One would be for people, increasing muscle strength or keeping it from deteriorating, both from both perspectives. And also, I just downloaded an audiobook, The Willpower Instinct, and they talk about how people reward themselves for good behavior, but that's like a trap, too. Like, they'll say, I'm good, I'll have a cheesecake, but it could be any area. But I'm wondering how much willpower, comes into play with people's diet or and how that might be degraded in various ways by medications or just lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I'll answer the second question first. When people follow the dietary recommendations that myself and my colleagues recommend, 9 times out of 10, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because these foods are bad for you, and you have habituated to their negative effects. It's like smoking cigarettes. It's, the first 10 cigarettes you have are horrible, and then you get used to it. And so it's the same way with food. And so when people finally catch a clue and they go on a clean diet and they stop eating food that's bad for them, when they do cheat, and everybody will cheat, 9 times out of 10, they feel horrible after they cheat, not psychologically horrible, but physically horrible. And because they're so far away from the food that when they reintroduce it into their diet, they feel the negative effects almost immediately. So the dietary stuff becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and not a whole lot of willpower is needed there, because, most people will avoid pain and move towards pleasure. And so this is one of the benefits, one of the perks of following, this lifestyle. The Chinese, I'm not talking about the present-day communist Chinese people. I'm talking about the old-time Chinese herbal people who really knew what was going on with the body. One of their sayings was that the first muscles to go in the human body as you get older are the legs. And so one of the most important things that you can do as kind of an anti-aging strategy, just to maintain your overall vim and vigor as you get older, is to get into an exercise program for your legs. And then, the rest of it will follow. And I recommend that people go to a gym and hire somebody to give them a routine You don't have to work with the person every day that you go to the gym. That gets prohibitively expensive, but you should have somebody be able to show you the ropes and show you how to do this exercise and for how long and how to do that exercise and for how long. And your muscles, of course, are made from protein. And so as you are attempting to upregulate muscle strength in the body, you're going to need to get into an exercise program. And then you're also going to need to make sure that you eat, if you're a woman, about 60 grams of protein a day, and if you're a man, about 70 grams of protein a day. 60 grams for a woman, 70 grams as a man. You know, any source of protein is fine as far as I'm concerned, as long as it's not one of the 12 bad foods. And if on top of that you add the foundation pack, which is the 90 essential nutrients, which are the raw materials that your body needs in order to optimize its structure and function, you're going to be way ahead of the curve. And having, you know, you don't have to be the Incredible Hulk or Arnold Schwarzenegger, but you will feel better and have a better quality of life if you can take the extra effort to make your muscles stronger as you get older. It's a very good strategy for anti-aging, and that's the best way to do it as far as I'm concerned.
Also, just on the whey protein, I actually got something, just the flavor water, being that, you know, there may be not much coconut water available, which I usually get. But is that okay? It's I'm just using it for flavor, like it's whey protein with a vanilla.
Yeah, there are some. The only way to know, you know, there's a blood test that you can do through my office. It's called the Carroll Method of Blood Analysis. It's a finger prick. I think we charge $150 for it. We send you a kit. You give us 5 drops of blood on a piece of filter paper. We send it to a clinic in Washington State. They analyze it, and they'll send you back a report that says, you know, you really shouldn't eat anything made from cow's milk. You really shouldn't eat anything made from wheat. You really shouldn't eat this, that, or the other thing. And that's a really good thing for people to do to kind of optimize their body's health, because there are 12 foods that we recommend nobody eat, nobody even look at. There are 12 foods that I recommend nobody eat, that you stop eating these foods immediately yesterday. But on top of that, there will undoubtedly be a handful of other foods that are individually bad for your body, and that can only be determined through a blood test. So, you know, if your body is okay with whey, hydrolyzed whey, then that's okay. But the only way that you can figure that out is with a blood test.
All righty, very good. Thanks, Clip. We got to move on. The entire board slid. All right. Peter, did you know what you said about the Chinese and the legs? Did you know that you find that right in God's Word, the Bible?
I did not know that.
Yeah, you'll find it in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And here,
I love it when a plan comes together.
Well, you see here, he's talking about the body. Solomon is just talking about when we get older, and he's referring to our bodies as a house. And he says, remember now the Creator in the days of the youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh. The evil days are the days when you get older and you start losing your sight. He says, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men bow themselves. So that's what he's referring to. He's the keeper of the house. That is your legs. That's what he's referring to, your legs.
Oh,
there you
interesting.
Go.
Isn't yep. that interesting?
Yep. Anyhow, let's go to Jim in Cleveland. Jim, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I was listening to these Mensa speakers today, and I wanted to just tip you off. So one of them was a guy by the name of Neil Cavuto, and he was having a conversation with Leon Panetta. And boy, I'll tell you, just listening to those two guys talk, I felt my IQ dropping like a rock. And I just want to let you know that those two guys, by the way, they didn't mention that he signed the letter that said that Biden's sons, that was Russian disinformation.
Yeah. That's what they were saying, huh? Yeah. Again, you know, we just saw what happened with the trial of Hussman? Hillary's lawyer. Here's where we're at. You know, Thomas Jefferson made it very clear when he said the time comes when the government has become so corrupted, so completely corrupt, you're obligated to start a new government. And that's where we're at. We're at that point right now where our government has no legitimacy. It has no legitimacy at all. It has gone totally away from God's word and the Constitution. So we have absolutely no responsibility to acknowledge this government that we have as a legitimate government. It's not. It has become a bastard government. So our job is to, while we tarry, is to start and right here on a local level and start trying to rebuild the government back to the way the Lord gave it to us, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And so remember what the Bill of Rights guarantees. The very first thing is life. Our so corrupt government pushes death. They push death. They push death. Continuously pushing death. They're totally illegitimate. And it's just too bad we don't have enough pastors out there with enough courage to stand up and preach that boldly like they should. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king, Paul Revere cried his alarms and the people took up arms and they fired up their guns in the greens of Lexington. Soon the battles would be won and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Through the toil and the tears in the last 100 years, we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us, holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and lead by the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel.
Boy, are they going to find that out? I mean, the entire Democratic Communist Party, they're going to find out that in spades. There ain't no king but King Jesus, right? He's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And let's go to Cindy in Tampa, Florida.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just wanted to kind of testify about what Doc was saying. Back in like 1990, 91, I lived in Florida on the East Coast, and I had thought about running, you know, for office, just something local, you know, to start. and I was at a party with a bunch of well-to-do, well-known, and a senator approached me. I was introduced to them, and he asked me, when I told him I was thinking about running and getting into politics, he asked me, he said, "Are you an honest person?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Then don't do it." He said, "Because everyone that ever comes that has honesty and integrity, when they get to Washington, they're used, abused, they're lied to, they're threatened, they're coerced." And he said, "And if you have any skeletons in your closet, they will find it and they will use it against you, and you will no longer be the person that you are." So I kind of just wanted to say, you know, that what the doc said was absolutely true, at least in my opinion, because it happened to me as well. And, of course, I never got into politics because I didn't want to be, you know, I didn't want to go down that route.
Some years ago, they asked me to run for Congress. They were, you know, actually trying to pressure me. And my wife had something to say about it. She did. But I hadn't really thought about doing it at all because what I'm doing, I believe, is much more important.
Amen to that. I just think it's very sad that, you know, good people, you know, that want to do something good and do the right thing and, you know, serve their country, the demon rats, as I call them, not the Democrats, but the demon rats, you know, they they just destroy. And they've been doing it for such a long time. And it's very sad, and it's also a shame that there's not a fighting back, you know, that people can't be strong enough to, you know, fight back, I guess. I don't know. It's just, it's very sad.
You know, in Isaiah chapter 3, he warns about people that have become apathetic, and he said he's going to make women your rulers and children will rule over you. The word children there in that passage means incompetent people. And he was making a point. And if you take a look at the what's called Democrats, some of them will tell you privately, you know, "Look, I don't go along with none of and all of this Nancy Pelosi, but if you don't go along with it, you won't get your area get nothing. You won't get any money. You won't be able to run and win another election." And so, in other words, Nancy Pelosi is ruling with an iron fist. And now you have AOC and those hussies from hell that are again trying to enforce. They're trying to force their way into on the people there, and the Democrats, they go into lockstep. They're afraid. Well, guess what? They're going to try to pull something. You can bet they cannot possibly afford a fair and honest election. A fair and honest election, that party is going to be gone. It's going to be gone. So they've got to pull something. That's what we have to be ready for. Because they're really going to try to pull something in November.
Yep.
So watch
it. You can take the bank. That's the truth.
Well, thanks, Cindy. Got to move on to Tom in Akron.
Hey, how you doing? First off, Dr. Glidden, thanks. A lot of good wisdom tonight. A lot of good.
No, you're welcome. Well, it's very kind of you. Thank you very much.
And I couldn't agree with you more. Medical doctors have their place for trauma and surgery to save our lives. But they do not practice health preventative maintenance. We got to go to Nashville, God's medicine cabinet to get the cure.
I couldn't agree more. And I've got 33 years of clinical experience to testify that it is a superior way. It's just a shame that more people don't know about it.
I've been doing it for 25 years, and I'm still looking. But I'll tell you, it's made a huge difference in my life. But yeah, I wanted to share something real interesting real quick because I know you don't have a lot of time. You're talking about, you know, like COVID and stuff like this. Well, it's interesting. My wife and I are on Medicare, and then we have a supplemental health care provider. But so we hooked up with a doctor at a major health care facility in Cleveland. But I got a letter that I never got before, and I verified it. So the letter came. and it said that our records indicate you haven't been in for over 2 years for a checkup, and you're due for these following shots. And they had a list of about 6 or 8 different shots on there, including COVID, flu shot, pneumonia shot they give you.
Yeah, Pneumovax.
Yeah, right, that, and the shingles, and on, they said, you never got these shots, and you need to schedule and come in and get these shots. And I felt like writing on it, and I never will, and send it back to them. But how do they know that I don't have all these shots, one facility?
Yeah, well, medical records, baby, they know more about you than you know about you.
Isn't that amazing? I just wanted to share that with you. So they know that I never took the COVID shot. And and I never told them that I didn't take it. So how did they know that?
Now, Tom, the entire country knows.
I know. Amazing. Well, listen, thanks for it. It was a great show. Thanks, Doc. Keep preaching the good news, because that's what it is. It's God's medicine. Thank you.
Amen. Let's go to Ryan in Michigan.
I've hardly had the radio in the last 3 weeks since all these shootings and everything. It just isn't as convenient. But one thing I did hear somebody say, I thought he shot it out of the park. He said when, I don't know who it was, but he said when somebody gets killed by drunk driving, we don't all demand that we take away the booze, take away the liquor. And I thought that was such a good argument. I keep pressing that. The way they keep trying to say take away our guns, and use all this stuff. Well, why don't we take away the liquor? Why don't we take away that? How well that would go over with the left, to take away their precious booze.
Well, see, it's a great point, but the left is not concerned about the facts. The left is concerned with promoting spin. And so they don't care about reasonable arguments like that. They just want to instill fear in people and press their agenda, and then press their agenda, and then dodge the opposition. And they're not interested in having an adult conversation about anything.
Ryan, here's the reason they don't take away the booze. There's a huge tax on booze, Ryan. There's a huge tax. There you go.
Why don't we do it what they do? It's like, I heard this on another program, too, that for years there's some group some other country that they monopolize they control the media. And let's face it, they control the media, but they don't control this world. They can think they do, but they don't.
All you got to do is look who's advertising. And like Peter said, Brother Peter, you were right, boy. They are Big Pharma owns NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox News.
Yeah.
And Fox News. Yeah, that's important that people understand that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't forget what Fox News did. I don't think we should just forget about it.
No, we're not going to forget about it. They betrayed us like all the others. But thanks. I got to move on because the whole board's lit. Let's go to Dan in PA.
Yes, hello, Pastor.
Hey, Dan.
I wanted to thank you for the information you bring out, because you are my news source. And I praise the Lord for you standing up and not being afraid to speak out the truth.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Hey, Pastor, I was going to ask you to, I haven't received my 2,000 mules yet. Is that on back order?
Let me see. We just sent out a whole bunch of them, and we got another whole shipment coming in. So if you haven't got it, that means that your letter must come in after we ran out. Little Lisa's in charge of that. So, all right, you'll get it. If you don't get it within, we're supposed to get a new shipment in any day now. So if you don't get it, say, from a week from now, you better give us a call back.
All right. I just wanted to tell you, keep on in the fight.
All righty. Thanks. You know, again, that's, 2,000 mules. What all of the evidence. Remember what the echo chamber kept saying? Oh, where's the evidence? Oh, where's the evidence? You know, they even did that. I mean, They even put that little in there.
They
were sounding exactly like it made you. It's an amazing thing, and I looked at that and I thought, unbelievable how, you know, they there's no integrity left at all. They mentioned Neil Cabuto. He was one of those that was doing that. Chris Wallace was one of those that was doing that. Sandra Smith was one of those that was doing that. And I think one of the worst was Brett Baer, okay? You know, telling us, too, when we watched the numbers flipped. All, you know, how many programs have we done with election fraud all across this country and how they lied to us? Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Anyhow, that's what's going on right there. So we got really quick. We need to hit a couple of things. Peter, go ahead and tell the folks again how they can call 888-618-1796. That's Eiffel Health, or go to EiffelHealth.com.
That's it. That's what you want to do, 888-618-1796. That's to gain access to the products that I recommend, and by the way, Dr. Glidden doesn't make any money from the sale of these products. I recommend these products because they're the most effective ones I've ever seen in 33 years of clinical work. Not all chicken soup is created equally. Not all wine is the same, even though it's all made from grapes. There is a great deal of difference in the nutritional supplement industry, and these are the supplements that I recommend based on 33 years of clinical experience. They give your body everything that it needs to function the way that nature and God intended it to. All of the raw materials, which are slowly being sucked out of the food that you're eating. Your food has calories in it, but your food doesn't have all of the essential nutrients in it that you need, and this is a problem. Everybody is nutritionally deficient. In order to be healthy, there are a couple things that you have to do. The most important is you have to fill your body's nutritional tank up on a regular basis with 100% of the essential nutrients that it needs. And the Healthy Foundation Pack does that. Get a Healthy Foundation Pack, slam the doors, kick the tires, take it for 1 month, and see how it affects your overall health, your mood, your energy, your appetite, your sleep, the whole kit and caboodle. And then call us back on the radio show and tell us how you feel. I think you're going to love the way that you feel. 888-618-1796. If you have a computer, it's Eiffel, E-I-F like Frank, F like Frank, E-L like Larry, Health, H-E-A-L-T-H, EiffelHealth.com.
All righty. I had an article here. I don't look like I'm going to get to it because I can't find it right now. But it was it was an article on people that are 70 years old, older. They should just die, okay? I had to find that if I can. And this is what they're really pushing now, is for people to just say, you know what, I'm old and I kind of want to die. This is where it's come to. And by the way,
these are the fruits of conventional medicine. I mean, think it through. Under the care of conventional medicine, your hair falls out. You go deaf in both ears, you need hearing aids, you need cataract surgery because you can't see anymore. You've got 3 fused vertebrae in your neck. You don't have any appendix. You don't have any uterus. You don't have any gallbladder. You got 2 fake hips. You got 3 fake knees. You need a prescription medicine to pee, a prescription medicine not to pee, a prescription medicine to fall asleep, a prescription medicine to wake up, prescription medicine for your blood pressure, a prescription medicine for your heartburn, the golden years. And the last 10 years of your life are a round trip to the emergency room and to the doctor's office because your body is failing you. And your body is not failing you because you're getting older. Your body is not failing you because you have a bad gene. Your body is failing you because you haven't been building its health. You haven't been taking care of its health. You've been managing your symptoms with drugs, which is better than being in pain, but it doesn't make you healthy.
Hey, wait a minute now. You know what?
Drug your way into health.
You just made their argument after hearing all that makes you want to die. You don't want to sit here and suffer through that.
Well, see, the flip side to that coin is if you do the stuff that we recommend, you know, 9 times out of 10, your health improves. and you reach a plateau of health and you stay there. And so your golden years are not that bad because, you know, you're in a relative state of health.
Already, I have to move on because we're running out of time, too. Someone in their golden years, and that's Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal.
Yeah.
You're up. You got 3 minutes. Okay. You're up.
All right. I just want people to know that, like me, I was brought up a Lutheran, became a Baptist, and went to a Presbyterian college. But I found out one thing. You could be a member of every church in town and die and go to hell with all your membership cards. If you're listening to me tonight, you'd rather go to heaven than go to hell. Well, the Bible tells you how you can know. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And he said, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Repentance is going to God and admitting one thing he knows already anyway, that without Christ in our hearts, we're lost and on our road to hell. Jesus was allowed to pay the payment in full on that cross for every sin we've ever done. Those sins had to be paid for. A righteous God demanded they be paid for. But his love entered into it, and that he allowed Jesus to pay that payment in full for us. He transferred your guilt and mine onto his son. And when Jesus said, it is finished, that means it was accepted by God what he did as payment in full for you to be washed in his blood and go to heaven. But now that payment don't become yours automatically. John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. He's offering you eternal salvation as a free gift that only Jesus could pay for you. And if you'll let Jesus come into your heart right now, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, he'll do it. And he'll bring with him the payment he paid you on that cross. So if you're ready to do that right now with God looking at you, let's pray. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray with me this prayer. Dear God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I hear it now. Ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and save my soul from hell. I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood for my salvation, and I receive you with all my heart and mind and soul right now as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, God, for saving my soul in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. And that believe on meant that you received as your personal Savior. Not just believe about in your head, but that you reached out and received it. Go ahead, Pastor.
All righty, we are out of time. I want to thank you guys for being, Peter. I want to thank you for being here with us again tonight. And all of you folks out there listening, what he said, we always save this to the end because we want the last thing that you hear is the most important thing. And that's the fact that you're either saved or you're lost, and you don't want to leave this world in a state of sin. So believe me, you don't. Alrighty, so we are out of time again. So again, Peter, thank you again for another great program. And I can't wait to get your books in. And we're all going to get in as good a shape as hell is. And so, all right. So until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.